This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were disrupted for the third consecutive day today as the opposition continued with their protest. They were demanding discussion over special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar and other issues. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed two adjournments today before being finally adjourned for the day. In Lok Sabha, in between two adjournments, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to railway projects in Bihar. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia introduced two bills. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. Opposition parties created ruckus in the House and demanded discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar. Amid noisy scenes, Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal moved the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. But due to the opposition party's ruckus, the discussion could not take place. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today accused the government of not responding to opposition questions on Operation Sindoor and United States President Donald Trump's claims of brokering a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament House complex, Congress leader also raised questions over the Election Commission's drive of special intensive revision of electoral rolls. The Election Commission has started the process of election to the office of Vice President following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. The process commenced after the Ministry of Home Affairs notified the resignation of Mr. Dhankar yesterday. On Monday, Mr. Dhankar resigned from his post, citing health issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a four-day official visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives this afternoon. In the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will reach London tonight on a two-day visit to the UK. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi highlighted that during his meeting with the UK Prime Minister, both sides will have the opportunity to further enhance the economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both the countries. Speaking to Akashwani News, India's High Commissioner to the UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said the visit is expected to yield mutual benefit for both the nations.
Prime Minister has consistently held the view that we must build ties with traditional and important partners. Making a short but really focused trip suggests to us that the Prime Minister places great emphasis on getting this relationship, not just to maintain it at its current trajectory, but to lift it to its next level.
In the second leg, the Prime Minister will travel for a two-day visit on Friday. Mr. Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries during the visit. External Affairs Ministry today said that in the wake of the Air India crash in Ahmedabad, the concerned authorities had carried out identification of victims as per established protocols and technical requirements. In response to media queries regarding a media report on the Air India crash, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said all mortal remains were handled with utmost professionalism and with due regard for the dignity of the deceased. He said the Indian side is continuing to work with the UK authorities on addressing any concerns related to this issue. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. The IMD also stated that heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Central Maharashtra and Telangana. Benchmark equity indices ended higher today, tracking positive global cues. The BSE Sensex soared 540 points to close at 82,727 points. In cricket, India were 58 for no loss against England in their first innings on day one of the fourth test at Old Trafford, Manchester, when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bowl. Currently, India is trailing 1-2 in the five-match test series. In badminton, India began their campaign at the China Open on a positive note with shuttlers P.V. Sindhu, Unnati Hooda and men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advancing to the second round in Zhangjiakou. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Japan's Tomoko Miyakazi 21-15, 8-21, 21-17 in the opening match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.